Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, if you thought the stock market correction was painful on Friday, you hadn't seen anything yet. It was a major bankroll correction for us on Sunday. We lose $694.40. We still have a winning week, but it just doesn't feel the same after a loss like that. So let's recap our week to start. We win $318.40 for the week. That tells you we came into Sunday up over $1,000 and we gave most of it away. Our biggest success of the week, believe it or not, on the frozen pond. Our NHL puck line plays go 4-2 on the week. We make $350 in profit there. College basketball, we go 26-21. Believe it or not, we went 0-7 yesterday. So we were 26-14 for the week until we put up that dreadful effort yesterday. We finished the week on college hoops up $263.40. Final winning percentage, 55.3%. I'll take that every single week if we're going to have an 0-7 day and still have profit. NFL, 7-4 in the National Football League, winning percentage of 63.6%. Another good week there. So from a cash perspective, we win $236.30 in the National Football League. College football, we go 11-9 on the week. We win $99.90, winning percentage of 55. NFL prop bets, now we get into losing territory here. We go 1-2, so we lose 109.10. FCS college football playoffs, we go 1-2, we lose 109.10. And then our big dud, the NBA totals. Yes, we go 1-5 for the week, losing $409.10. So thank goodness they didn't play on Thanksgiving Day. But once again, when you sum it all up, we win $318.40 on the week. Now, let's give you a quick recap of what's going on in the National Football League. We had some trend reversals this past week. The Chalk finally had a winning week. They go 7-6-1 against the spread. Home teams also had a winning week. They go 8-5-1 against the spread. So both of those are opposite of what they've been all season long. Meanwhile, on the total front, it's dead even so far. 7 overs, 7 unders so far. And tonight will be the deciding factor on how the week finishes. Let's get to our game tonight on Monday Night Football. It is the Seahawks at the football team. Not a huge fan of this game. Kind of reminds me of Chicago versus Detroit on Thanksgiving. The Seahawks are 8-1-1 to the under this year. Last time out, only 36 points combined against Arizona. Washington, meanwhile, 5-5 to the under. Last time out, that went over for them, 48 points combined at Carolina. So Seattle has lost back-to-back since Russell Wilson returned. They've been outscored 40-13. I bet on Seattle last week, and they burned me against Arizona. Washington, meanwhile, they're 2-0 since the bye week, beating Tampa Bay and then winning at Carolina. So I feel like I've seen this script before. Ron Rivera, after the bye, second half of the season, they get hot. Don't count Washington out just yet. A win, and believe it or not, the football team is tied with Minnesota for that last wild card. But Seattle is also still in this crazy race. They have the Texans, the Lions, and the Bears on their schedule outside of divisional games. This game is a pick 'em for a reason. I've flip-flopped so many times, I can't play a side. That tells you there's only one way for me to go. That's the under, 46.5. So we're on the under, 46.5 tonight between the Seahawks and the football team. Next up, we go to the frozen pond where we're going to play Calgary, -1.5 over Pittsburgh at a +170. So the Flames are 12-4-5 this season, 3-2-3 at home. They've outscored their opponents a very impressive 70-42. Last time out, they lost to Winnipeg 4-2. Meanwhile, the Penguins, 10-7-4 this season, 5-2-2 on the road. They've outscored their opponents 62-59. Last time out for them, they lost to Montreal 6-3. The Flames have struggled at home so far this year. The first time these two teams met this year, it was the Flames winning 4-0 at Pittsburgh. I expect something similar tonight. So we're on the Flames, -1.5 at a +70. Next up, we go to the Association, where we're going to play Indiana and Minnesota, and it's going to be an under 218. So the Timberwolves are 12-8 to the under this year. They went over in their last game at Philadelphia with a combined 241 points. Meanwhile, the Pacers, 13-9 to the under. They went over yesterday against Milwaukee with 218 points. Yes, the Pacers burned me yesterday. We lost that total by a half a point. I'm still a little bitter. I like the Minnesota defense this year, though, so I'm going to play the under 218 between the Timberwolves and the Pacers. Next up, we go to college basketball, where if we go 0-7 again, I'm going to be crying, but I don't think we're going to go 0-7 today. We'll find out, though. Game number one is Virginia, plus 1.5 over Iowa. So the Hawkeyes are a perfect 6-0 this season. They have been favored by 19.5 or more in every single game. It's been cupcake city for them. North Carolina Central has been their tightest game. That was a 17-point victory. Meanwhile, Virginia has flaws this year. They lost to Navy and Houston so far. They have wins over Georgia and Providence of late. That gives me hope to Coach Bennett has things improving again. So I'm going to play the Cavaliers plus the 1.5 tonight at home over the Hawkeyes. Next up, we go to Mountain West basketball. It is Wyoming minus 2.5 at Cal State Fullerton. I'm a big believer in Mountain West basketball, by the way. The Cowboys are 4-0 straight up and against the spread. They have road wins at Washington and Grand Canyon so far. Fullerton is a respectable 3-3 team straight up and against the spread. They have nice road wins at San Diego and Northern Arizona. But tonight, I'm going with the Mountain West. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with the Cowboys of Wyoming at Cal State Fullerton. Next up, we're going St. Mary's minus 9.5 over UC Riverside. Riverside has an upset win at Arizona State and a nice win over UTEP on the resume so far. Other than that, they've yet to cover a game. St. Mary's is coming off a tough loss to Wisconsin in the championship game after beating Notre Dame and Oregon along the way. I like this Gales team. I think they're going to get some separation tonight and cover the 9.5 against Riverside. Next up, we're going to play Grand Canyon plus 4.5 at Loyola Marymount. So LMU has a nice upset win over SMU, but they're only 2-3 so far this year against the spread. Grand Canyon won by 3 at Pepperdine on Saturday, and their only loss this season is to Wyoming. I like Bryce Drew, and I like the Antelopes, plus 4.5 in this one. It is Grand Canyon, plus 4.5 over Loyola Marymount. Next up, a big battle in Tulsa. Yeah, the city is at stake tonight. It is Tulsa, plus 1 at Oral Roberts. We played Oral on Saturday against Oklahoma State, and they fell 1 point short in OT. Matt Max had a big game. I think he pumped in 29. Tulsa has wins so far this year against Oregon State, Rhode Island, and Little Rock. I'm going the Golden Hurricane plus 1 tonight for bragging rights in what should be an exciting game in the city of Tulsa. Next up, it is Austin Peay plus 15.5 at TCU. So TCU is coming off a solid 9-point win against Pepperdine. They are 4-1 so far this year, but they're only 1-4 against the spread. The Governors have back-to-back upset wins at Howard and at Dayton. So Dayton just crushed me in that Orlando tournament, so I'm willing to play anyone plus 15.5 that beat that team. One of my favorite chants in all of basketball comes from Austin Peay. We're going to do it today. 1, 2, 3. The fly is open. Let's go, Peay. Austin Peay, plus 15.5 at TCU. Then our final game on the card, it is South Florida, plus 6.5 at Boston College. So the Bulls are 3-2 with losses to Georgia Southern and Auburn so far. No really good wins on the resume. Boston College, meanwhile, 4-3 with losses to Utah, Rhode Island, and then Rhode Island at a neutral site. So South Florida used the portal to completely overhaul this roster. I'm starting to hear some good things that give me optimism that things are improving here over the last couple of weeks, and the team is starting to gel together. So based on that, I'm willing to back the Bulls tonight, plus the 6.5 at Boston College. So let's recap our card for this Monday. In the National Football League, we have the Seahawks and the football team under 46.5. In the NHL, we have Calgary minus 1.5 over Pittsburgh, and that's at a plus 170. In the NBA, it's Indiana and Minnesota under the 218. In college basketball, we like Virginia plus 1.5 over Iowa. We like Wyoming minus 2.5 at Cal State Fullerton. We like St. Mary's minus 9.5 at UC Riverside. We like Grand Canyon plus 4.5 at Loyola Marymount. We like Tulsa plus 1 at Oral Roberts. We like Austin Peay plus 15.5 at TCU. And we like South Florida plus 6.5 at Boston College. So that's your Monday card. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.